surprise in your pretty little shops. Walks in with empty bags and walks out with a lot. So I come for my reward, I come for my reward. I thought I'd come in person, that's the least I can afford. Red hands, big shoes, champagne card, sentence ignored. Yes, I come for my award. This is the awards for industry, a free enterprise. Anyone wants to go watch him, a lady size. There's a few more around the back, I stole them from the shop. We got no more in silver, that's all that you got. So I come for my reward, I come for my reward. I thought I'd come to pass and that's the least I can afford.
Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of Radio Redux. Apparently something happened yesterday. Don't know what. We're here for our show anyway. No one else in the world is dumb enough. We're not that dumb. If you say so. Whatever the case, according to Radio Sega's Twitter, we're doing a Summer of Sonic review. Okay.
One star.
Lol. It was much better in 2007, but it didn't exist. We'll be back basically after this bit of music, and we'll do that and entertain you because you weren't entertained enough yesterday. Apparently, it was boring. So, see you in a bit. For the time being, Supernatural, Final Chase.
We'll be right back.
sorry about this. We're getting distracted because Echo Hawk is watching cricket, and is
probably all sorts of questions.
Yeah, all sorts of questions. Are they required to stand somewhere? Why is the camera always following the ball, not the runners? All these sort of things. Is it actually called a ball? All these sort of things. When you throw it at someone, it's called bowling. She's watching it very keenly. That could be. That's okay, because no one else in the world understands baseball or, frankly, cares about it. So,
no, really,
they don't. They just don't. Apart from Japan, they're granted that Japan don't care. And about there's a wood in Canada as well. But they care about it. Oh, that's true. It's all hockey. Well, essentially, it's like hockey when it's in midair. It's like hover hockey. It's baseball. We're really badly misshapen puck. Air hockey now. Oh, you don't have to play me air hockey.
That's a bet, sir.
I don't exactly hold back, it's full on every ounce of strength violence air hockey for me.
Have air puck to the face.
Oh no, it's like bah! It just goes everywhere, okay? Didn't blame me air puck. I've got the fucking beaten like twice in 10 years, it's ridiculous. It's rather ridiculous. Anyway, where are we? Yes, we're here. Summer Slick was yesterday. It was good. They know who it is. I almost said I'm Sven Drenner. why not? Right, I'm Argent UK. Hello, how do you do? Seated on my immediate left is Mr. Blake Draco. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
But that would be a lie.
My far left.
Well, technically, you could be on my far left if we went straight around the world the entire way, minus about 3 meters. Not even that, no. But ultimately, would that be worth it? A little bit, if you say so. Okay, seated. Seated within my spatial range by our couch is the ever lovely and delightful Miss Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
Hello.
She was not lovely yesterday, man. You're all nasty. You were all up in people's face. It's fun. Yesterday was such fun, as was the day before. Anyway, for those of you who have frankly been living in a cave, SummerSonic 2010 occurred yesterday, and it was a bit hot.
I hardly even noticed, quite frankly.
There was sort of aircon-y stuff there, supposedly. It's hard to hear, I'm told. Anyway, that's better.
Do you have the right mic?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. The music was Yes, the mic's in. The music volume is too loud, apparently, so not what's going on there.
Okay.
Yeah, just getting the settings sorted. Right. Okay, so you should be able to hear Miss better now. I hope. Oh, hello. No, we've... What's happened? We've lost. Hello?
It's died.
Things died.
Checking this again.
This is Sophia's fault. Oh no, here we go.
We're back.
Yay. It was Sophia's fault. We lost everything for a moment.
If I stay like this, I might be able to keep us connected.
What's happened?
I don't know. I'm unsure if I let go.
Let go.
Yeah, I let go.
Great.
He's still alive.
Right. I think I might have been sent with Sam. With the settings or something.
No, everything hates us this week.
Everything hates us this week. It's too hot. I'm bored. Why didn't you have... The gaps between things were too big.
Where's the food?
Where was my hotel room? Why didn't you...
Why didn't Johnny sign my shit, etc.?
We have the utmost sympathy for people up to a point.
No, actually, you have no sympathy. To be perfectly honest, you really don't. We did the best we could, the venue that we had, the people we had, and we're not getting paid a set, so fuck you guys.
Don't think I get paid for Summersonic, do you?
Not even a bonus.
I pay money to help Summer of Sonic, so I lose money and time, so it's hardly in my interest, really.
Hardly profitable.
Summer of Sonic's not meant to be profitable.
I meant for you.
Most people spend an absolute fortune on Anadin and Lucozade and spend the majority of the morning afterwards being violently ill in various wonderful descriptive ways. It wasn't quite like that, I'll tell you.
Taste the rainbow.
Not that rainbow, I don't, thank you. But yeah, so we had that. So if you've read the blog that's currently on the Summer of Sonic website, it's also on the Sonic Rex as well. It'll kind of explain as to why things were late and some other stuff as well. The aircon, I was informed that place did have air conditioning, so I don't know what the hell's going on with it. I somehow doubt we're going back there. Hey, the place might not even be there next year for that time. But we had lots of fun. June and Johnny had a blast. They absolutely loved it. Because it was just this wave of just, like, love and devotion and stuff. That they haven't really had before. I mean, I'm sorry, Tokyo Game Show was not, you know, it was very different. It was fun hanging around with them. I didn't get to hang around with them anywhere near the amount I hoped or wanted to, or any of it really. Yeah, everyone else did. I only managed like passing snippets of conversation. Johnny was begging me to slow down. I was like, well, if I don't, it's not going to get done, and no one's going to be able to go anywhere. I'll be the judge of that.
He asked me about you and your work intensity.
Johnny asked you about my work intensity. And what did you say?
Do I have to remember?
Well, now you do, yeah!
Something along the lines of, like, you know, you're really passionate and you won't give up, but you're stubborn, and you're you won't leave something undone, and most of the time, 9 times out of 10, you will not leave shit alone. But you just really don't need to do, but...
I'd say that was about 50% accurate, what you said there.
You will not leave anything.
Yeah, as with everyone in, and I do mean every single member of SOS staff, they, honest to goodness, still don't get how much stuff needs to be done unless it's done in a certain way, and what I'm responsible, essentially what I'm actually responsible for. What was really nice about the contracts that everyone signed, because we actually had volunteer contracts for people, was how much of that, how much of the responsibility and that was put on me. I liked that as soon as I read that. That was nice. Your representative is this. Your contact is your representative is Kevin. Your contract is Kevin. Kevin is your boss for this. Kevin is responsible for this. Kevin is this. It's like right at the end. It's like, do you agree? Well, thanks a lot.
And then you're also saying, like, I did more this year. But that's because last year I was kind of new and kind of clueless as to what the hell was going on. But this year you were kind of involving more people.
I was, well, yeah, well, everyone seems to think that it was just like, oh, you've done so well this time because you've got more people involved and you're taking it all on yourself. I was quite blatant from the time he said, right, we're going to start planning it, that I actually went to everyone and said, well, look, I'm not doing it well this year. You want it bigger, you want it better, fine. You think you can... Because there was all these issues from SOS09 where everyone was going, oh, but even the staff were a bit sort of like, should have done this. It was much more of a case of me going, well, frankly, fuck you guys. You want to get involved? Fine. I want you to. You weren't getting involved enough before. Fine. Start suggesting shit. And we sort of moved on from there. I mean, ultimately, yes, there's still stuff I can't tell them. And yes, there's still stuff that... There's still this vast array of stuff that only I can do because I'm, you know...
The direct connection
between everything. It's like having a bridge and then going and then complaining that
we want
that
more bridges.
We want another bridge. We want
a slip road.
It's like, you know, it's like having a small village that needs to send regular letters to a
god.
To god.
You're the what? Only pope.
I'm the pope. I'm not even going to go down the religious side, thank you. I was going to say, like, a city or something. And they've only got one village policeman. And every... Oh, policeman? postman. Well, and they've got only one postman as well. And he's like... all traffic... He's like, what? It's one village post box. All traffic goes through that post box. And he's in, like, saying, I wish there was another post box. Yeah. I wish there was... Yes, but there's still only one postman. He has to do stuff. He has to source it. He has to, you know, cancel it. He has to then deliver it. He can't. It's like, we need to increase the traffic. Okay, let's increase the number of postmen. No, what would be the point in that? That postman's fine. He's got a gold bike and a special reinforced red sack. He's absolutely fine.
No, the bike's been nicked. You have to give him that.
And the bike's been nicked. Presumably by the same thief who whipped bloody Rory's laptop and camera and everything. Jeez, that's it. If there's one thing that actually spoiled the day for me, was that. Like,
that
I could not get that out of my head.
To be fair, that was nothing to do with the folks. Overnight, it could have been somebody who broke in.
No, it's not.
Or is it
broken in with no sign of forced entry. And with a lot more other stuff there that could have been taken, and it was just that. I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
So stop trying to get me to say something.
I'm not saying...
I have my suspicions.
Okay.
And Rory has his suspicions, and we happen to have the same suspicions. I don't know why I'm very deep in voice at the moment. I suspect it's due to...
Wasn't it like your sax thing yesterday?
What?
You had a sax voice on yesterday.
We were... what was it? Soul Town or something?
Soul Lane.
Soul Lane. We were on a train to Soul Lane and it was like... After that, we were just imagining all these wonderful, this wonderful lane where it was just all like people dressed up as like blues singers, all like, the massive dark sunglasses on, and all with sort of blue suits and carrying saxophones and slide trombones and trumpets, and that's all we could think of. Me and Blake on the way home was this wonderful lane. It's called Soul Lane. And everyone walking around just going, yeah. And that was the sole greeting anyone ever had was, yeah. No, that was what, I don't know. I hurt my voice a bit at some point, so that, maybe that's why I've gone into him. Got a deep voice in him. Yeah, but that was a nice way of starting your day, having everything set up. After all the bloody pain and misery of Friday with you can't do anything, mainly due to the fact that we haven't sorted it out. It's like you buy a place on dry, or you hire a place on dry hire, which means that there's nothing in it, and you come and you find there's everything in it. Everything, absolutely everything in the entire world. Somebody was saying earlier, actually, I don't know, one of the other members of staff said, actually, to look at the Summer of Sonic sort of preview video that we did, and all the furniture in there. There was about twice the amount of furniture in there when I arrived in the morning.
I have a question for you. Between when we first saw the place and Friday morning, how many conventions or groups or anything used JVP's place?
I would say to that, get both your hands, so, like that, yeah, yeah, pound them up, ball them into fists, the number of fingers you currently have raised is the number of things they had in that hole.
Fail!
But yeah, so it was very hot, it was very stuffy, but ultimately, you know, it was a bit crazy. We had to get extra security guys in.
Our next promo video for the Summer of Sonic will be in front of an industrial air conditioning.
Actually, we could do that.
That'd be
a pretty cool viral video, is to get me and Sven, like, in a wind tunnel. And go, it's okay, we've sorted Summer of Sonic 2011. So you get blown back into the wall. We're gonna have it here. What? We're going to have it here. I'm certainly not what you're suggesting I am. No, here.
This has to be done.
This has to be done. Yeah.
Set it on.
Surely, like Ferrari.
Let's set it up.
Extra spare wind tunnel.
Ferrari has a wind tunnel. I'll contact my friends at Ferrari. Hi, you might remember me from that time I had a trip round your factory. Well, I was wondering if I could just borrow your wind tunnel for a while. You know, I know you're sort of doing all this research for your new parts and for your blown diffuser and everything, but. Me and my mate want to do a gag, and basically we thought it'd be really good instead of like even going to somewhere like near Silverstone, we would fly all the way to Italy just so the vague chance we could use one of your wind tunnels. I know we'll have to film. I know that's very, very difficult for you to approve, but come on, it's only for a bit of a laugh. What do you mean, though? I've eaten in your fancy restaurant. Very nice, by the way. I'm very impressed. Especially the china. It's got your little logo on it with a prancing horse. Yeah, very nice. Is it the same prancing horse that, was in the Lord of the Rings? And that? Oh, it's
prancing
not.
Pony.
Yeah, so it's a pony. Oh, no, it's a pony. We're getting to that bit. You will ruin my... Who is this woman, anyway? Keep bringing her in here. What's going on? It's a bit small to be working at Ferrari, isn't it?
Again, which is awesome.
Yeah, hey, am I? Oh, very nice, flowing all over the place at the moment, actually. I'm slightly deranged Australian now. It's going, fine, whatever. Speaking of deranged Australians, Elson was there again. Elson Wong, whose real name isn't Elson Wong. His name is not Elson Wong. Dark Beast's name is not Elson Wong. That's part of his name. Okay, that's part of his name. I discovered this the other day, and he was like, wow, how the hell did you figure this out? And it's true. His name is not Elson Wong. It is Show Fong Elson Wong. So not only is it not his real name, it's not like half his name, the rest of his name rhymes. It's so weird. Oh man. What speed are you talking about, Sheffield Uni? Oh. I don't know. It could be anything. Yeah, Shadowfox has forced his Twitter keeps telling me to follow TSSZ. Yeah, it keeps telling me to follow TSSZ as well. Despite the fact that they're blocked. Why would I want to follow somebody who I'm blocking?
Yeah.
Good job, Twitter. Derp, derp, derp.
Because you talk so lovingly about
them. Oh, yeah. Incidentally, did the guys see my fantastic t-shirt that I had at the beginning? That I revealed from under my black shirt? I did it, yeah, very nice. Oh, hang on. Sheffield Uni has a wind tunnel. So we could go to the wind tunnel. Yeah. Now that sounds like good. Alternatively, we need an industrial fridge freezer.
Nah,
that wouldn't be
too good.
We hold it in a waterfall. That's what we do. It's like, and that solves everything, actually. You've got refreshments, all you do is just go, and you've got refreshments there, awesome. There's going to be like moss at the side of it. You can just peel it off and eat it. You know, it's green, it must be good for you. It was just crazy. We'll see about that. Perhaps we should rent their own country, you're saying. I don't know, maybe we should do it at a hotel or something.
That would typically be the best option. That may be something we take into our criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, you gotta figure, they've got it.
Something except Mark says we hold it in Nintendo's HQ.
We had Nintendo there!
You see that massive light that was in the corner that was really helping the temperature?
And the lights and, of anybody who was trying to take photographs from a certain angle.
Yeah, that was them.
He's got a massive
gantry, get out of his way.
And a camera.
Maybe they were going around doing everything. If you saw that, if they were wondering what that massive ladder was doing going up and down a couple of points during the thing, that was them. I don't know why exactly they needed it, but they were filming everything on like stop motion, which is pretty cool. It's going to be actually on the Nintendo channel as part of a piece, so
holy
it's pretty
smokes,
cool.
Sonic on a Nintendo channel.
Mm.
We're breaking all the
Becky the Kinder says, I still stand by as we should rent Iceland and hold their event there.
Although perhaps...
Mum's going somewhere on Sonic. Well, no, technically, we've got Josh. Tesco's wouldn't let him work an event in Iceland.
It'd be a violation of contract.
But yes.
Do you think Tesco gives that much of a hoop?
Yes. Yeah. From what we've heard so far, oh, hell yeah. Nothing
priorities.
But.
They have their priorities mixed up.
Anyway. So we had that. All sorts of fun. Rex Factor Live.
That went quite well.
That went very well. The Victor actually is in the chat, which leads me very nicely on to who's in the chat. Why doesn't Blake do the chat room rundown?
Right.
Okay, so start with Radio Sega. You know the score. Go upwards.
Radio Sega. You got Vija, Sonic Mark, SJ, Super Sonic, Shadow Fox 04, Shadid, Roomboid. Robot Toys, was I? Miles _ Prowler, Manus Garkon, Ink, Turbo, Empires, Cup Crusher.
Woo! Cup Crusher! Rocking it old school! 97.5 of them! For you, Redux.
Covid the best, some bloke called AEK, _ Blonde.
_ Blonde.
I am not well. _ Spondy, Resident SD, and Trigon.
Okay, I'll do the rest. And on the Sonic Stadium, you have Vidra, Trigon, Tricky, Talker 91, Cymark, Sonic AD, Shadow Fox 04, Ringtail Fox, RGX, Risen SD, Mini T, Miles Prower, Hedgy Lightning, Gilda Flint, Dark Gun, Cobra the Bear, Specky the Echidna, AUK is on Radio Redux, Berserkers, _ Spondy, MK Viafra, and of course the one and only Chan Bot. Say so. That's all in the silence, apparently. I'm that good. Oh, yeah. But everyone was there, including... why am I still in this bunker? I'm that messed up at the moment that I'm just randomly going into voices and doing crap. Okay. We'll stick with this, though, and see how it goes. The Rex Factor Live was really interesting. Beforehand, though, V'ger had to do his forfeit, which was set up with much smoke and mirrors. Good old diversion. We were relying on V'ger's, ultimately, V'ger's sense of duty and his gosh darn good heartedness. I was kind of relying on that for him to fall into my subtle trap. In the back. I did very specifically in the war room that we have on SMB when we were discussing Summer of Sonic stuff. Like, oh no, I can't do Wentos. I have to be out on stage. I can't do the changeover again. Somebody will have to be Wentos. Perhaps Phil can be Wentos. He's the same sort of size and he'll be very good at it. Oh yes, I'll do it. Ah, well, you've just fallen into my trap. This video is really hosted by Crichton, the Sonic Mark. Well, there's an old mechanoid saying. 0110010110110. Never work with children, animals, or Echo Hawk.
Hey!
Oh yeah. But yes, it was indeed a trap. And, it was indeed a trap, and as a result, down came Wentos with the chow puppet, and he was accused of being not Wentos by me. Because
he was so not ready for that.
Yes.
He was so
and,
not ready to be stripped down.
The idea was that the idea there we go, hang on, we're almost there. The idea was that the idea was that V'ger was so bad. That's the irony. He actually really wasn't that bad. And it was the most popular song that's ever been on Rex Factor, but for some reason, best known to themselves, the judges. Yeah. Hang on, what's going on? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, Meaty gets the Smegouts reference, thank you. Meaty says, is it true I have to defend my title next year? Just making sure. Yes, you will. Meaty. Is this tradition as of now? That you have to. No one asked you to. No, we were talking about Rex Factor Live next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll put you in if you want. Oh, yeah, it's my one. Beaches is both the best and worst of the Sonic community at the same time. That yeah, that is very impressive. It's a special 2-for-1 offer. But the idea was, Beaches was so bad in that he got the lowest amount of marks ever, and managed to do it with one more judge because he was the all-star.
Yeah.
That actually having him sing would be not a good idea. So I saved everyone from them. And I came up with a plan that was so evil that Earthheart told me that I was an absolute heartless bastard. Speaking of, it's probably him. Actually, it's JJ Forever on the Rex line saying, Kev, Rex after SOS, you must be mad. You're off your head, dude, listening in from the green. Who's there? Hello to everyone who's listening in from Shepherd's Bush Green. From now on to be called the Green Room. Oh no, apparently the phone's very unprofessional. I don't know. Take it up with the management on Radio Sega. How about that? So V'ger didn't have to... So V'ger didn't have to sing. What he did instead have to do was caramel dancing. All the actions. I gave him the chance to Decrease the time. It was going to be a minute, and I gave him someone to decrease the time. So the minimum was down to like 20 seconds he could get. For a minute. And it was all on questions on Tails. To do with Tails. And he very cleverly got about 1 out of 4. I think it was. 1 out of 4, I felt bad, so I gave another 10 seconds off. Anyway. But, yeah, so he did 40 seconds. He did caramel dancing actions in front of about 700 people. Which must rival Ram the Dragon's one. We'll have to sort of put them together. Best reveal ever, says Ram, so... Yeah, but that was the thing, because he... Vijay, to his credit, he knew it was coming. But he was banking on it being at the end, like it normally is. And, yeah, that was one of the reasons that it occurred at the beginning. Anyway. I mean, is Resident Evil... No, that's not right. Can't be right. Resident SD's not Raboshi, is he?
No.
He's just confused me then. Anyway. Cult status. Yeah, there we go. Cult status is what you got. But we also had lots of other stuff. We had the Tails doll. The Tails doll made a return right at the beginning. And addressed a few things, actually, the Tails doll. For example, addressing the curse. And Tails doll has officially confirmed that it's not the curse. Yeah, it's officially confirmed that there is no such thing as the curse. The Tails doll itself confirmed this, and we got a bit annoyed by the fact that people keep going on about it. What was quite nice actually was the tune itself. Oh, that's the phone going off again. Sorry.
Hello.
D'Artagnan Forever Sonic Onikagi, no, get back to resting, you need it.
Kinda hard.
I'm on the air. Tough. I have things to do, like this show. But I actually had a hand in the script for the Tails doll this time. It was cool. We both sent the script, which it was a good script, but it didn't really work with Summer of Sonic. So I came up with the idea that it turned out that we could that addressing the curse thing and denying the curse, and then turning out that Marine was more evil than the Tails doll. Tails doll is quite a problem. That's Paradox, says RGX. Yeah, we were actually trying to think of a way to like end it and bring it to a sort of conclusion. And we thought that actually Tails will say that there is no curse and revealing that, but leaving it open enough to state that. Hello.
Continue.
Yes, all right. You've come very close.
Oh, who's in here? What's the paper?
Anyway, it brought a bit of closure to it, and again continuity. All those Tails doll things are literally in continuity, and I love things like that. We had that. Mini T though, won Rex Factor. Going back to that, Rex Factor Live. Mini T won with a sterling rendition of the Sonic Underground theme. And frankly, damn!
Oh, is that the part of like?
Who did that? It was like, yeah, bloody hell! Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be fine. I was like, I was booming out. He stepped forward as well. He was like, Tripler's bomb, the throne awaits, and everyone just went, away. All of a sudden, it's really good. This part of the show.
Gain some points.
Gains and points. I thought it'd be quite good to have Sonic Underground in it. I mean, apparently that was very good. Mini T was pure R, says Forever Sonic. Pure's Yeah, if anyone has a clip of me, put it on YouTube. I haven't seen any clips of the show yet on YouTube. All I've seen is a bit of the cosplay and Crush 40 stuff. Apparently nothing else happened. So I want to see a video of the startup, because after we had that, which the Tales of, which was a fake countdown, which had the proper countdown, which I spent ages on. I spent ages on that. All the actual images in that were created by me, with the exception of the animated 06 background. But all the actual graphics in that were created by me, otherwise. like 60 million images. And I'm so glad that everyone loved the 06 loading. Getting down into 7, and then it's a massive long loading pause before it went to 06. Yeah, it was cool. We had the Q&A, of course, Crush 40, which is very revealing. Very real indeed. That's one of the things that is on YouTube, as Risen SD has just said. Actually, I must admit, initially, it was actually supposed to go 4, 3 and K3. But the 3 wasn't in there, and at that stage in the game, I was like, I'm so not bugging Jay about it. So he just had that, but the Disco Pony's put graphically the animation and everything together, and that looks just like so awesome. But,
yeah, cool.
But all those damn images, all in the correct styles of games. Might be an idea actually, if you see it on the video, I've got it actually, so I might upload it, but the Pure trailer is just actually going through and seeing if you can identify which game it is. There's a few there that's not game related. I mean, there's the Sonic Rex slide which we put in there. A few people saw what happened with number 12. That was the Knights one, which had LOL cameo at the top. So a few people saw that. I think Gems was in there twice. But one was Japanese gems and one was Euro gems. There was an Adventure 2, a couple of Adventure 2 ones, because one was the photo of Maria and Professor Gerald. Otherwise, I was like, yay! I spent far too long on that damn camera. But yeah, Crush 40 rocked the house. Really, really did. Buzz Bombers. Buzz Bombers was fun because we had Ruby Eclipse over, Aaron Weber from the States, who's my opposite number, over there.
I love how he introduced himself to me saying, "Your husband and I probably
fight
a lot. That's probably how you know me."
Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I think, actually, by the end of it, I think Aaron was a bit scared.
You?
Well, no, we got on really well. That was a thing. Because we had the same stuff.
What, that I was
going to
beat him up or something?
No, well, no. I think, what song did Crush 40 play, said Alex 2 later? Oh, they played many.
They did All of Me, they did Live and Learn, they did Fly. Watch Me Fly, excuse me. They did Essay Opening Theme. They did
Ungravify. The story is actually me and T, when we were organising this, we actually had to come up with a set list that we would like them to do. Me and T went away, created a set list, and I swear, apart from about two songs which had to switch positions, it was exactly the same. By like one song on each of us changed as well. But yeah, everything, all the main songs, you know, Open Your Heart and Live and Learn and Night of the Wind and everything, basically.
Oh yeah, Night of the Wind.
Was on there. It's awesome. Grenox won't know about it. What are you talking about? SMB has the set list, so head over there. If you want to see the Tails doll cartoon, because you actually missed a lot of it because everyone was whooping. There was stuff at the end and there was some stuff at the beginning, I think, that people missed. So if you actually go on to sonicrex.com literally now, yeah, you'll be able to see it because it's been uploaded to YouTube, so it's on there. Okay, cool. But yeah, we had that. We had the afternoon tea with the surprise. Remember the Sonic 4 Japanese competition? Yes. Yes. Although I'm not really asking you guys. I'm just asking them. But the where was I? I completely lost my thread. Oh yeah, Sonic 4. The guys who did the on the UK entries for that Japan competition, the Freya and the Divas, they are one of the. They actually were invited up onto stage to sing "Escape from the City" while June played guitar, which frankly is pretty awesome. And Gravity Fry is from Sonic World Zero Gravity. but yeah, I mean, there's absolutely all sorts. Everything was packed. Sonic Colors was fine. It was fun because the sync button on the Dev Wii was broken. So emergency GameCube controller, which I think has been left.
Yeah.
So I've lost that as well.
You haven't lost it, you'll just have to go get it. That's one of your many reasons why you have to go back anyway. You gotta get the key back, you gotta do this,
do that. Yeah, I have meetings though on the Monday, so unless... This is a great thing, I'm now in such a mess situation. While I was out having my moment of unconscious, someone very kindly put the key to the Wii Pods back in my pocket, which is brilliant, but now I've got to go back to the damn place. Be able to give the key back to the people. I could have done without, really. But yeah, absolutely fantastic day. Really was. Shame it was all a bit sort of spoiled from it. Everyone else enjoyed Crush Ballsy. I was busy de-rigging everything, so I didn't see it. I got to hear it. I didn't see anything, though. No.
I was busy hiding at the back.
Just like I couldn't go to the, there was going to be like a meal that Johnny was actually going to pay for like us, the head guys. A very nice Italian restaurant, and we were just going to hang out and chill and have a very nice evening on Friday. And I thought it was kind of more important that we got the con as ready as possible. So yeah, everyone went off and had a nice meal.
That's probably
one of the reasons. Yeah. Yes.
Please don't leave early. Come on, guys.
Mm. I don't know why, but when June and Johnny left, everyone else on that Friday's up seemed to leave. And it was a mite confusing, because all of a sudden we were doing stuff upstairs, and it was like people leaving. Oh, okay, people leaving. And then it was just literally the three of us and B-Man, and it was like, okay. Right. But yeah, that's a shame. I would have really loved to have gone to do that. Oh well. Time for some music, because we've been chatting for ages. Let's have some Crush 4 tunes, if that's appropriate. Would anybody here in this room like to make a suggestion that is music related?
Blake's.
Who's gonna rock your Blake's?
Let's go for Live Life.
There you go.
Live Life. Right. I appreciate your suggestion of Live Life. Live Life and prosper somewhere.
Oh, can't expect.
Well, the ice cream van's good. Ah, even more reason to go to the music break. You're listening to Radio Redux, where despite the fact that we did Summer of Sonic and we've worked 2 days in a row doing hard, labory crap, we're still doing a damn radio show. Because we're hardcore. And stupid. There we go. It's time for a nice little caption competition, because we know you like those sort of things. Caption competition. It's like where you've got something. There we go. Hello? Hello? There we go.
Something going wrong. Again.
Sam had a bit of a fit.
I love this doctor! Doctor!
Sam's being horrid.
I love this doctor!
Although I can't get rid of this blooming. Oh, sodding auto DJ. Fine. Manual DJ. You rhythmic. Stop! Stop! Seriously, stop! Why can't I and Sam say, when you auto DJ, please take music from here? I honestly don't know why I can't do that. It's silly. It's like, because it's music all. Okay, but what if I want certain music to fall back on when you know, it's auto DJ or auto DJing? Oh no, that's really silly. Anyway, it's time for questions and answers. Answers and questions from Q&A UK and EH and BD and TTFN and thank you very much. Good night. The music. You remember Dennis Mason?
Do I?
Do I? Yes, it's that time again. Because we'll probably have about 7 questions, I suspect. Other than, lol, why is it so hot?
It's getting hard in here, so I have to take the hard of cold.
Yes, welcome to the music hour. Dancing around. Watch that candle. There's. We have some questions. Hedge Lightning says, request. Hedge Lightning's question is a request. Fail. Logos Kakan, AK Your Grace, overall, do you think SOS was worth it overall this year? Never asked me that. Never asked me that. I'm the one person you obviously shouldn't ask whether or not I enjoyed Summer of Sonic, because the answer is always no. Now Spears is telling me about the jingle. Can you do something about it? What do I want you to do? Wow. I told you, watch that cat. There's. My globe is not uranium, honey. Make up your own gag there. I've just spent hours and hours entertaining people, okay? It's. I don't know. Never asked me whether or not Summer of Sonic was enjoyable or not, because for me it never is, because I never get to see it. I never get to enjoy it, so not really. I mean, it's really cool, basically. Yeah, it's cool. I'm glad everyone else enjoyed it. Lots of people came up to me and said, you know, it was really awesome. Thanks so much. Which was nice. I appreciate that. A few did last year, but lots did this year. lots this year. Admittedly, I was standing sort of where the shop had been, so I had as many people come up to me asking, "Could I still buy a T-shirt from me?" or "Can you please give me my reserve print?" Actually, I didn't say that. But I met some really nice fans that I didn't have the chance to. Sega Shiro gave me some Smarties, because I said that they hadn't given me Smarties. They'd given everyone at SOA Smarties, and they hadn't given me any Smarties. So that their representative passed on some of those. I wonder if I should auction off the franchise changing t-shirt. That'd be kind of cool. Do it for charity. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Lol. Lol, asserted Mr. Brenson wins. It. Actually, that's the sort of thing that he would do. But he's done charity stuff before, so it's not to dwell on that. But yeah, it's enjoyable for me to see people enjoying it. Although I still have to at least see them enjoying it, as opposed to going, this needs fixing. I need to do all this. Yeah, but everyone had a fantastic time. People managed to snap out of their Summer of Sonic quietness that they always seem to have. When it's like, yeah, we got rid of that. Big style. That was probably worth it in and of itself, actually. Wow. Listen, you want to go on Zone Zero if you have a chance. Zone Zero, one of my favourite up and coming websites. I love Zone Zero. And I got to meet Liquishade yesterday.
Did you?
Properly. Which was like the first time. It's like he's moved to London now. So
there's a ton of firsts.
It was like we saw Flint for the first time. Not seen Flint.
We had Strada.
Strada we saw for the first time.
Tall guy
saw for the first time. Tall guy, it just felt like I met Tall Guy many times before. And I said to you, he looks like a very young Pat Sharp. Mm. Very young Pat Sharp. Which would please him immensely, because that probably means in a couple of years he'll be hanging around with two blonde twins. On go-karts. Tall guy, he's a whole lot of fun. The prize is to be won. He's a real wacky mofo, and anything will go. Anytime he plays for TF2 now, he's going to have him that. Anytime he appears. Anytime he appears, it's Andy, a tall guy. that might replace the Vija song, whichever that was. I can't remember. What was that? 15? I can't remember. As I look back, I can't remember what it was. But then Vija appeared. There was a special song for Vija. And now there's not. Oh, Peanut Butter Vija time. So that's replaced Peanut Butter Vija time. Is now going to be tall guy. Tall guy house mix. Don't worry, Andy. Soon you will reach such levels of popularity as Vija. So start practicing your caramel dance. there was a question in there somewhere. So I answered mine.
Tall guy
says, I am all of me, if that's okay. now this is kind of wrong, okay? The message is as follows. I am all of me, if that is okay, good sir. Now, could I have I am all of me? Yeah, you could. I am all of me, is that okay, good sir? Yes, it's entirely up. You don't change yourself on our behalf. We quite like it. It's good. I'll tell you what. Show Fox 04 and Strata asked me to sign their games. Which is pretty cool. What do you mean, Snigger?
Why did they ask you to sign their games?
But I don't know, maybe because I worked on them.
Oh, well, that's
easy.
That's like arbitrary. Hey,
can
you sign this
for me? Yeah, Strata got Dreadnoughts to sign. Superstars Tennis, which is smart actually, because like, he did work on it. We've got a caption competition going in the chat rooms, by the way. Tall guy says, I've been AUK'd and it was awesome. Stop. Put down that cigarette.
Is that replacing Tango now?
Yes, I've been at UK'd. It's Just tell us the gory details when Melanie and Martina or their equivalent come around. That's all we ask. Committee's a summer of what have we got here? All right, this is for the caption competition. Okay, apparently now these have to be sort of said in a. See if we can do this. Said in a sort of movie voice. Okay. So we've got a nice picture, courtesy of UKR, which somebody did earlier. And it was Sonic Mark actually. Sonic Mark who on their own made my day. Because Sonic Mark cosplayed as Dreadnoks.
Oh yeah.
In the costume competition.
I didn't see that.
You gotta see it. Because nobody got it first of all until I started going, you know, who does it look like to you? And Sven was off head to hands job. I wanted to put him through just the basis of that, but I did say to him, Mom, you just completely made my day with that. Made the caption competition more Anyway, you guys. Okay. So according to, we have the Summer of Saw coming 2011 from Sonic Mark. Want to play a game? Echo's a big horror film fan.
No, that's not necessarily true, because a lot of horror films are irk and girk. That's why I didn't like the Alien vs. Predator second film, which was Requiem.
So you like smart horrors?
Intellectual or somewhat survival horror tends to be a little bit more towards, like, Silent Hill, good film. Saw series, kind of good at the beginning, kind of got shit as you went through the films. What's the other one I'm trying to think of? 28 Days and 28 Weeks Later, very good, very good. More infected than zombies, but still good survival horror. You know what?
Cool. We've also got Summer of Sandvige. Summer of Sagnip.
What?
Pingers backwards. Summer of Salt. Summer of Veruca Salt. We could have a sort of Willy Wonka convention. Summer of Mudkip, says Mini T, thus losing all respect I had for him. Summer of Santa. This making me a kid. That's brilliant. Summer of Santa. You know, it's time we gave back to Chris Kringle, and frankly, this is the best way to do it. We'll have a convention in his honour in summer. It's as far away from his workload as possible. He is absolutely fine. And Dark consists Summer of Shatner. Oh dear. Custom shirt for next year. Shadowbox 04. I've been AUK'd. Perhaps I should be a badge on I've been AUK'd. Can I have Anton, what's his face on it? That's the image of just him going.
We need to try and get stuff sorted out for the on now.
Yeah, we'll have some time.
Now
that we're in the same place, we'll be able to go through a lot of stuff, actually. Rex will pick back up in terms of what's going on. Yeah. I don't. eBay has a question for me. Let's see what it says. What's eBay telling me?
Do you want a free auction?
Like a free auction. It probably is that, actually. It was like, whoa, Knuckles Chaotix. Because, you know, Knuckles Chaotix.
Oh.
A few people. I'm surprised, actually, my inbox isn't heaving with yet more emails from Facebook to the mean that someone tagged me. Yeah, there was a few. Joe says forgetting Radio Redux is my new personal hobby. Well, not listing you down in our introduction and telling people who are in the chat room is mine. Yeah. There's a pic of me and Sven's matrix they asked me to take because they wanted to tag me as Sven on Facebook. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant, Sonic Mark. That is absolutely superb. It'd be like, hey, he's grown his hair back. Vija's quit the chat room and his reason for quitting is Vija. That's not right.
It's Vija.
It's Vija.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, he's still there. He's still in the Radio Sega one. He likes Radio Sega more. Dun, dun, dun. Although he could be this mysterious guest that's just joined as well. Saying that. Who knows? Everyone I think, for those that had, you know, those people that got to play Sonic for them, people that got to play Colors really enjoyed it. What was really funny was all the people coming off Colors and going, what were people complaining about? That was like the really funny thing. What were people coming off the Sonic 4 going, okay, I've just played so far, what were people complaining about? It's fine. And I've got a bit, I just sort of went, well, if it's broken after this, if it's broken after the tweaks, you know who to blame. You! You guys, you're all convinced.
Wasn't that the E3 version as well?
That was the E3 version. So nothing's been done to that. Nothing's been done to that, apart from, like, something very minimal. I mean, it's all very changed now. There's a build somewhere that I really, really need to play. Through, because Aaron's played it, beaten it about 8 billion times, and I've played about 2 levels. because I've not got time and I've not got access to the code. Colors was awesome, so Shadow Fox 04, yeah. It'd probably been better if you'd have played it with the Wiimote, obviously. But everyone that came off of Colors was like, you know, that's cool as well. Colors DS, of course, I didn't say this on the blog actually, but Colors DS was as troublesome as Colors Wii. Mainly the fact that the pod that they gave me had a DSi, and the dev cart, while it would fit in the DSi, it wouldn't play it. So, this facilitated finding a DS, unscrewing the entire pod, removing the DSi, putting the new DS in, sorting out some sort of way of powering the DS on the basis that I couldn't fit it through everything, screwing it all back up again. And then undoing the whole process at the end, so that was fun.
I mean, you didn't really undo the whole process.
No, that's true.
That kind of saved you what?
You saved me that.
A minute.
you saved my fingers from some hard work. Yeah, there's our tourney. Tall Guy says it was great as well. Not as many people got to play on it as they wanted to.
Well, we were missing, why don't you tell them, like, basically, we were missing the first half.
It was hectic. Some people just seemed to wander off, and we had two announcements, three announcements.
Yeah, two announcements.
Saying come here. Nope. Well, Kyle went on with it. Yep. Can't come back late and say look, no, I had a chance. Not my
How
fault,
far
really.
Into the competition?
Got to the final, and people started coming back. So that's like,
Good job.
I possibly wanted to get it done with
no,
as well.
No, you don't like listening to women on stage, but I do have a point there.
Talk us till I got through because blitz people turned up.
So did Neon. He did pretty well. Got through a couple of rounds, but he didn't get to the final.
Yeah, but, it was good. It was good. We've already confirmed SummerSlam 2011. It's going to take place on June 25th. We said June 26th, but that's actually a Sunday. There's been a lot of confusion about what the date was, because it was that it would have been the 26th if it was this year. But it was actually... It's the 25th.
You made a mistake with the year, basically. About it.
No, we got the year right. We got the month right, just the day.
No. Yeah.
But it says that it's the 25th. Oh yeah, Never Mind the Buzzing Bombers was also funny. With the questions. Actually, everyone missed something. And it's all Farspeak's fault. people missed Aaron Webber's third question. Because the drowning theme kicked in. You didn't hear his answer. You didn't really hear the question either. And it was like, who's the assistant... or who's the assistant brand manager working on Sonic the Hedgehog 4? And the answer was Ken Barlow.
I think he said that.
Yeah, he did. But nobody heard it. Mm-hmm. Nobody heard it because of the countdown. So Ken Barlow... The words Ken Barlow was said on the microphones at Summer of Sonic. And no one noticed. I must have been able to deliberately put that in there. So that I wanted to see what the reaction would be. I thought there's going to be a massive riot of people are just going to let it slide. And it turns out nobody heard it.
which is great, because if it did cause a riot, you'd be...
Yeah, and I will admit that there was... I mean, from both sides, there was all sort of trick questions, and that was the whole point.
Yeah.
Aaron sidestepped my first trap, which was to say that which was a question about what his job title was at Sega, because I thought he'd go community manager, and he's actually an assistant or associate community manager, so I was going to pull him up on that. we had the
community managers trying to one up each other.
Oh no, it was just a laugh. There was the barrel.
Yeah, the barrel
The barrel got him. The barrel is like, oh, how do you get past the barrel in Act 1? And he's like, oh, you move up and down, and of course the answer is, it's in Act 2, is it? He did well. Live cast sound was terrible, says Becky McKinnon. Well, that's because we had the wild stuff nicked. It would have been so much better. The fact that it was a live cast at all was frankly a miracle. Physically, it shouldn't have actually worked. With what we had there, it shouldn't have worked. Somehow, Jay Disco Ponies managed to coax life out of it. It was literally like he keeps describing it as like two pieces of string, stuck together.
A piece of chewing gum
or something. It was literally like that. The whole Johnny. It was like because originally we were hoping that Sumo were going to be there, in which case Steve Lysett was going to do it. So it was a question of, well, we'll have Johnny on if he's up for it, and he was. And it's like, we'll do special subjects for him. And it's like, oh, the special subject has to be the life and works of Jun Senoue, because if there's anything that's going to be cause a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot of trouble, but it's a complete setup for messing up. But there was stuff in there that even I thought, well, that he'll get that. And Johnny did. He was like, what was the name of Sons of Angels album? And he didn't know. He didn't know for the feel. There was a couple of things. How long did it take him to work out June's birthday?
It took him a while.
And it was like this week. And that life cost froze, what a ceiling. What a ceiling. What's this? Why so serious?
I was pointing to that.
Why so serious? Mm-hmm. Open a new browser. Just do it. Oh god. His eyes are green. Look at this.
Yeah, I see.
Why he's so serious? You come the summer of Sonic, can you expect everything to be roses? But the truth is, things go wrong. And things always go wrong. Chambot sits mode plus Q on Rory. Very forward of Chambot. Mm-hmm. Mm. And he's just in time for us to say goodbye. But it's going to be 25th of June. As close... You're right there. as close to Sonic's 20th birthday as possible.
Oh, dear God.
Chase says, when did the Joker invade Radio Redux?
Oh, he's always been here. He's just never been used. And in a way, we're all used.
I'm quite unnerved, actually.
Trust me, he's really very good at that voice, and it still freaks me out.
Oh. Hello, beautiful.
As long as he keeps it out of the bedroom, we're okay.
You remind me of my little sister.
It's not even the part, trust me. This is a whole damn thing.
The trick is to just stick your tongue out every so often and lick the side of your mouth. Makes it seem like you're insane. But I'm not the one that's insane. It's them who are the ones that are insane, and don't you understand that?
I have to keep a suicide watch on him now.
It's time to leave. Why so laughing? You know, you remind me of my father. One day he comes home, he's not had a good day at work, and he takes his fist and he raises it up above his head and he goes, God damn it, that light bulb's gone again. How many times do I have to change this light bulb? And then he took a razor.
Okay.
Here. It's time to go. I've been Archangel UK.
I'm a blink drinker.
I've been Echo Hawk.
Also doubling as Harley Quinn.
And we will see you seriously next week.
Bye for now. We're gonna have some food because we're going. Ray, music. Let's see. Actually, let's see what Alter DJ says. Hey, Alter DJ. Hey, Alter DJ.
It's gonna do it.
Hang on. I know we're still online, guys. Hello. We're kind of aware of that. But we just want to see what Alter DJ is going to do. Okay? So this is going to be fun. Not the Eurythmics, because we've already had that. Ah, oh, theme of Babylonian from Sonic Riders.
Zero Gravity or Sonic Riders?
Sonic Riders. Playing that one. I was playing with... That's just confusing! Oh, well, whatever. Windmill Island Day from Sonic Unleashed. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, Wampa.